You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeehaw.
The phones exploded today because people were so anxious to play Boys Against the Girls. And the boy who's going to play is Vincent. Hello, Vincent.
Hi.
What do you do? Hello. What do you do for a living?
I drive a big truck.
A big truck. Are you in it right now?
Yes, I am.
We got to hear the horn. Go ahead, blow it for us.
Yeah.
You know I love that.
What are you hauling today, Vincent?
I'm hauling pallets.
Pallets?
Pallets. Yep.
There are so many lovely things that you can do with pallets. Just Pinterest. Go on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I saw someone make like a whole like bench, like an outdoor bench, yep. And then chairs, and then there was like flower pots attached in the benches. Oh my God, it was so cute.
My favorite one that I saw was somebody made a sandbox for their kids. They turned them upside down or whatever. They made sandboxes.
I want to build a fort for Reed this summer out of pallets.
Well, Vincent. He'll drop some off at your house.
Dump some off, buddy.
Yeah.
not going to happen.
I don't think you want this truck in your neighborhood.
Oh. Pretty big.
Yeah. I like big trucks in my neighborhood.
Hey, I got to ask you something. Before we go on and meet Anita, your opponent, I have to ask you, Vincent, do you get really irritated with people who dart in and out of you? Like, truck drivers are about the most careful, safe drivers on the road. Do you get annoyed at all the little gnats, you know, driving around you and everything?
Well, of course. You know, you have to give yourself a lot of extra following distance behind the people in front of you, and somebody jumps right in front of you, and they're not doing the speed, and you have to hit your brakes.
Yeah, it's like...
about what's going to happen with everybody around you.
So. I got to believe that you cannot be a road rage person if you're a truck driver, because everyone is an idiot around driving around trucks.
You got that right.
Yes.
Do you ever see any naughty things from up there in your
in the cab?
Rig?
Yes.
I have before.
Yes.
Really?
My buddy was a truck driver and he loved looking down the ladies' V-necks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason he took that job, I think.
My brother-in-law, Bud the Stud.
Yeah.
Bud drove a truck for like 40 years. He says he's got stories galore.
No, right. They didn't. But can I do a ride along?
He also has stories that came out of the truck stops and the things that happened at truck stops.
Oh, it's a hotbed, isn't it?
Yeah. Vincent, where's your favorite truck stop?
Probably Flying J.
Flying J.
You done anything risque at the Flying J?
No, haven't done that.
Yeah. He's well behaved.
It's time.
Right. We are done grilling you, so hold on. You're going to be going up against sweet Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi.
Hey there. You don't drive a truck, do you?
No, I don't.
What do you do?
I'm a type 1 diabetes researcher.
Type 1 diabetes researcher.
Yes.
And so are you trying to research a cure? Are you trying to research what causes it? What's your...
All of the above. All of the above.
Are you out of a hospital or...
A research center at the University of Colorado, Denver.
Hey, good
Very
for you.
Cool.
Let me ask you this. Do you need any pallets?
No, I do not.
Because I know where you can get some,
we got
right?
A guy.
Have you ever done anything naughty at the Flying J?
Not at all.
And would you like to?
No, thank you.
No, thank you? All right. Here's the way this game works. Emily is going to ask Vincent some girl questions. Jeremy will ask Anita some boy questions. Best out of three wins. And if we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. Today, the boys are going first. So, Emily, Vincent is all yours.
Good. Vincent, I'm going to use this excuse to play a little clip of New Kids on the Block. So, enjoy. Vincent, what I need to know is which New Kids on the Block is Jenny McCarthy married to?
Oh.
You can do this.
Goodness.
You don't know?
If you asked me a month or two ago, I probably could have remembered it.
That is Donnie Wahlberg, Donnie the short one.
They're really in love.
Oh my God, it's not even okay.
It's ridiculous.
How in love they are.
All right, on to Anita.
All right, Anita.
Okay.
What type of Cuban cigar is also a type of sandwich?
Oh my gosh. Cuban cigar type of sandwich. Oh, I'm going to say...
Time's up.
Isn't there like a Cuban sandwich?
It's the Monte Cristo.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, okay.
I've never had a Monte Cristo sandwich. I've seen them. They're the ones that are fried and covered in...
Fried ham and cheese and then, powdered sugar.
There
powdered
should be powdered sugar.
Because frying it wasn't enough.
They sounds said. Good. I've just never had one.
I did years ago, but it was like at a Denny's. So it was like... Mm.
You is don't like get a Monte Cristo at Denny's.
It was like 3 a.m. and we were drunk.
Oh, I actually did. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of which, don't forget, Jeremy and I are going to be doing a promotion where we find the best club sandwich in town. And what's it called?
Let's go clubbing.
Yeah. They are sexy, aren't they?
All right. It's 0-0. Back to Vincent.
Vincent, I need to know which musical about an orphan this song is from.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us.
Musical about an orphan. What is it?
Annie.
Yeah.
The man scores a point. He knows his Anne. He knows his musical.
He knows his orphans.
All right, Anita.
Anita. What's the name of the website that guys can go to have razors delivered right to their front door for as little as $1 a month?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Razors for Men. I don't know.
That's a good try. They probably have the greatest commercial in history.
Right. And it's as little as $1 a month because the dollar is in the name. It's dollarshaveclub.com.
Dollar Shave
Club. Oh, God.
Okay.
It's such a great commercial. Here's what it comes down to. If Vincent gets this, he wins the game.
Okay.
If not, Anita will have a chance to tie.
All right. Let's see if you know your rom-coms, Vinny. In the rom-com You've Got Mail, what does Meg Ryan's character do for a living?
Is she a clerk in a bookstore?
Ah! Cripes, she does!
Yes! He's got it!
Good job! She totally does.
He's the truck driver who knows his romantic comedies.
And musicals.
And musicals. You're not really a truck driver, are you? Blow that horn one more time.
People are freaking out around
it's
him right
a big
now.
Pink sparkly truck.
Right. It's got a unicorn on the side.
Anita, you were a good sport and you were a lot of fun to talk to. Could we please give you your medicine?
Yes, you may.
Here it comes.
Boys, roar!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.